Welcome back to the program. 5:39 as we get started with the sports segment, and got some good news. Well, and unfortunately, a little bit of bad news when it comes to sports and cancer. Let's do the bad news first. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling revealed yesterday he's battling a type of mouth cancer. Said the painful treatment recovery process has caused him to lose 75 pounds.
He can't eat. He says it's too painful to swallow from the radiation treatments, and he is laying it at the door of smokeless tobacco.
Yep, he says that chewing tobacco is what he believes caused it, that he used it for over 30 years. So that's the bad news. The good news?
Jim Kelly, right?
Yeah, physical exams of Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly have revealed that there is no evidence of any more cancer. Press release yesterday from the New York Head and Neck Institute at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York says that Kelly was evaluated yesterday at the New York Head and Neck Institute at Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan 3 months after having completed the radiation and chemotherapy protocol. Dr. Peter Constantino, executive director, blah, 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 says the treatments so far have completely eliminated Mr. Kelly's pain, and his level of function has essentially returned to normal.
Man, a few months ago, he looked bad. Didn't look like he was long for this earth.
Yeah,
that's great news.
Well, there's a picture of him now.
He looks a lot better than he did a few months ago.
Wow, if that's better.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
That's and that's a shame, too, because he, yeah. All right, so there's the good news, the bad news. You got any anything real that we need to talk about?
Well, let's see. Monet Davis, the Sports Illustrated cover girl from the Philadelphia Little League team, the Sports Illustrated cover jinx strikes again. She pitched last night, and her team lost. They're still alive, though. They're in the loser's bracket now and have to win against Chicago, I believe, today. And then Vegas is the team to beat, apparently, on the American side. And I think South Korea is into the final for the international squads. So that's the way it looks now for that.
Okay. South Korea is a pretty powerful team, though, right?
They're usually very good in Little League Baseball, yeah.
I have a high school friend who I connected with on vacation. When he was in high school, you would say, we're not allowing this guy around young kids, period, ever, no way. He now coaches the Fairfield, Connecticut Little League team.
Uh-huh.
Why would you not allow him around kids?
He's straightened himself out quite nicely. Did a turn with the Marines that straightened him out really, really good.
That'll do it.
But his Fairfield Little League team plays, they were in the regionals, they were on ESPN, they were right there. And I've only heard of this, in fact, I'm seeing a picture of her for the first time. If you could get that hair going, no one would be able to get it.
She throws 70 miles an hour, which in Little League translates to 90 miles an hour on a regular diamond.
Right, because Little League, the field is two-thirds the size of, when you're facing a really good Little League hitter, that may be some of the toughest hitting that batters have to do because they're so much closer, and they throw not as fast, but almost as fast as what you'll see at bigger levels of play.
And, of course, do you have the story of the two Pittsburgh Steelers running backs?
No.
Found in a car at training camp because I got high. Because I got high.
Are you serious?
Because I got high. Yeah, they're facing suspensions now. I mean,
who was it?
Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blunt. So, Blunt. The guy's name is Blunt. Yeah.
So they were sitting in their car smoking weed.
I didn't read the whole story, but I think that's the gist of it. Yes.
A couple maroons.
There you go.
Well, Bob Costas apparently gets special treatment. Bob Costas was selected to throw out the first pitch Tuesday night's St. Louis Cardinals game.
He's a St. Louis native and has done games there for a long time.
Yeah. And his first pitch, I believe the Latin term is bucket of suck. So guess what little girl Bob Costas did?
He demanded a rethrow?
Yes.
Did they give him one?
He demanded a do-over, and they actually let him. His second attempt was better. It may have actually been a strike, but it's a little too hard to tell. So there it is.
He'll be getting all kinds of grief from his compatriots at the MLB Network.
And he should, Nancy boy. I didn't do it right. I needed to throw it again.
Right. I have something about the first pitch, and I took my son to his first Red Sox game at Fenway Park. Fenway Park, by the way, is beautifully preserved. It's one of the oldest ballparks. It's nicer than I remember it from 10 years ago. Great. One of the things about throwing out the first pitch is that a real big leaguer catches the first pitch, then comes out and gives the ball back to you and says hello, and you get to take the photo with whoever, the backup catcher or some guy.
Never happened to me.
The Red Sox don't do that.
Why not?
A Red Sox girl receives the pitch. This is a girl in a Red Sox uniform with one or two buttons undone and pants that are much too tight.
Excuse me?
So you throw your first pitch to a Red Sox girl, not an actual player.
And then which is fine for the adults who are throwing out the first pitch.
And then she comes out afterwards, and then you get a photograph with her. Yes, at our first pitch, there's a kid. He's 8, 9 years old. He's thrown out the first pitch. His dad goes out with him.
Of course.
His dad loved the whole new way of doing this. You bet.
The kid wanted David Ortiz, but yeah, great. Okay.
And his dad just wanted to tease. Yeah. That's all he wanted. All right. We don't usually mix sports and country music, but Tim McGraw has made that possible. He says, and the reason I bring this up is because it's going to mix country music, Tim McGraw, football, and a southern tradition that we do at my house during football. We call it chili pie, but he calls it Frito pie. Do you guys know what that is?
Well, we have the walking taco. Is it anything like that? You take a bag of Fritos and put all the junk in it, and then you mix it all up and eat it?
Yeah, kind of. What we do is we take Doritos, crush them, throw them in the bottom of the bowl, put a big old ladle of chili on top, smother it with cheese and onion and sour cream. Yeah. You mix it all up, and that is good football eating right there.
That sounds fabulous.
And that's what Tim McGraw says. He says that's his favorite snack when he's watching football. He says, I'm not very healthy when it comes to football game snacks. I like cheese dip and Doritos and tacos and chili. He said, we eat a lot of that.
Does Southern chili have noodles or no noodles?
Oh, my God. Don't even ask me a stupid question like that.
No.
There is no pasta in chili.
There are people up here that put noodles in their chili.
They are wrong.
And it becomes goulash.
Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what it becomes. No, chili has beef, pork, and beans. Some veggies, onions, peppers, etc. And No pasta. No pasta goes in the bowl. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, unless you've got anything else, we are going to move on. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Ted Nugent here. You know, I'm here to tell you there is nothing more fun than guns because, you know, without them, you got to ask, how's a guy going to eat, right? Hey, anti-gun lobbyists, bite my barrel, okay? Yeah, right, Ted Nugent's crazy, right? Well, hey, is it so crazy to live off the land as nature intended? Are you with me, folks? If I didn't have the right to bear arms, bear! I could never manifest and prepare my deliciously fresh Nugent Nature Meat Stew. A whole lot more fun to prepare than it is to eat, let me tell you. Squirrel! Woohoo! Mr. Tree Rat goes into Mr. Hot Pot, followed by, Porcupine! Woohoo! And look, Ma, no quills. What else we got? Chickadee! Ha ha, just the way I like it. Feather free. In she goes, let it cook over the campfire for about 20 minutes, garnish with gravel or pine cones, and magnifique, or should I say magnum fique. This has been Ted Nugent, Cooking with Ted. Remember, Americans, know your rights, and bon appetit!
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.